Hello. My name
Yes.
is Nini. Hello. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Are you a live person or a computer?
I am a live person.
Okay. Here's my question, and I couldn't find it on the site. I'm 65, and I know I'm eligible to sign up for the 8th. My wife is 63, but she has a ton of comorbidities or whatever they call those. She's on IgG infusions every 5 weeks. She's got lupus. She's got, you know, mitral valve prolapse. She has a whole bunch of things that mean she should be getting this pretty soon. And on the site, it says one of us can sign up, and then we can take a secondary person with us. So the question is, should I sign up on that site as myself and put her as the secondary because I'm 65, or should I put her on as being 63 but with all the comorbidities?
So we have the vaccine appointment line where both people as individuals have complete right to be on the list per county.
Okay. So both of us, she would be eligible right now too.
Correct.
Okay.
Meaning both of you would have that. It's a pre-registration, and when an appointment is available, then they call.
Okay. But she is as eligible as I am right now. And so I know right now it's only 75 and older, correct, and medical-type people? But
well, yes,
starting
yes,
on...
yes, on, yes and no on that also, because it's per site, per county. So I cannot sitting here right now, I cannot tell you. Which county are you?
We're in Jefferson.
I cannot tell you where Jefferson is in its process and its different locations. So you put yourself on the pre-registration list and they will be the one to say,
okay, so
bring them in now.
So what I should do then is sign into that website and sign us both up individually.
That is correct.
And are they also, is the control, I know that's the health department, immunizations. Is there also separate for the, like the drug stores? Do I go to them separate or do I wait just for the state to get back to me?
You're saying drug stores. What do you mean by drug stores?
Well, I understand there's private providers along with the health departments who are giving the shots.
Right.
Is it
what
a separate process?
Well,
is
no.
It a separate
you're either going to a free place, or you're going a private free place, or you're going to a place where you have to pay. You know what I mean? A private place.
Right. But do... So should I be going, trying to get into both places simultaneously and take the first one that's available, or is there one organized waiting list?
There are different sites. So right now for the Jefferson County Clinic, for instance, they have their own appointment process. So I would give you that phone number, right?
Okay.
They have their own process.
Okay.
And then you have to speak to someone there. And they will tell you next step, next step, next step, next step. You understand?
Okay. 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 So can you give me the site for Jefferson County then?
That is correct. When you're ready?
Yes, I am.
205.
Oh, can you repeat that, ma'am? I'm sorry.
205.
Uh-huh.
858.
858.
2221.
Okay. And should I also do this the online site or just call them?
You're doing Jefferson, right? That's Jefferson's appointment number for their process. That is it.
Okay. Okay.
And you can
continue to ask
questions to really get clear and get in the process. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to find as many ways into the process line as
I can.
I just wasn't sure how many different lines exist right now.
Definitely. I understand.
We have the general one. That's the 855 one. That general one does not have Jefferson on it as a county for you to register. So I gave you the direct one for Jefferson.
Okay. Okay.
So, and we have websites also. Do you want a website to follow up on for any questions?
Yes, that would be great too.
CDC.gov. The letter
CDC.
CDC.gov. That's right. The letter CDC and then .gov, G-O-V. And lastly, do you need any nurses dealing with your wife? Do you need any nurses to verify anything for you?
No, I'd be able to take her there.
Okay, great.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, ma'am. I appreciate your assistance.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.